day for football. Dave, it's hard to believe, but right now we have 13 hours and 31 minutes of daylight. By the end of this season, that's going to be close to about 10 and a half hours.
It's amazing. We lose, I like watching this every week because you'll catch us up how many minutes a week we lose. It's mind-boggling, but it's true. It will definitely cool off, and the sunshine will go down before we even start some of these games.
I'm starting to wonder if the football broadcast portion of this is actually secondary to all of our other facts.
It might be, but hey, whatever it takes to keep us on the air, Clark.
It's now time to listen in to the marching Patriots here in USA in their strong red T-shirts. Spent taking their time during their summer months to get the band ready for this week's and months and seasons football season. Let's take a listen in.
Patriots, when introducing the team, we would like to recognize Lloyd for his many years of support for USA community and the sports program. If you would, a moment of silence, please. Thank you very much. At this time, please remain standing. Gentlemen, please remove your hats as we honor America with the playing of the national anthem by the USA Marching Band.
And that was the Marching Patriots there with our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. Coming off of the Rio Olympics, no better place to start the season with Team USA right in front of us. The Udly Bearcats on the road in week number one, taking on the USA Patriots on the west side of Huron County. The sunset is to the rear of us, and we have a beautiful 100 yards of gridiron madness in front of us. USA has won the toss, and he's elected to defer to the second half. Your officials tonight, your referee is Chris Shoemate. Umpire is Tim Walter. Linesman is Marty Snover. Line judge is Mark Brown. And back judge is Mark Dow.
Clark, I'm looking forward to this game. A rematch from last year. This game played at Ubley. Ubley had the lead, looked really strong, and end up sliding up, giving USA that victory to start the Coach Lang's experience here. And now that was the game that kind of put them on the map last year, and I believe that they win five straight, rumbling five in
yes,
a row. So that put them on the map, made USA relevant again. I know it had us excited when we were talking on Sundays with Paul Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune. I know we were all excited to see USA football back in action. So very curious to see if the Ubley Bearcats get redemption and beat them back down on their own turf tonight.
USA is ready to kick this away with number three. Mackenzie Trishlier, kicker and punter for the USA Patriots on our 40-yard line, right to left across your radio. USA in their home blue pants, blue uniforms, red and white stripes over their shoulders, the traditional white helmets with the P on one side, and the dark face mask. Ubley in their road uniforms, black pants, white jerseys, orange lettering with black outline and orange and black stripes with a black matte finish on their helmets. You heard it right there, Derek Brown, the only man back at his own 15-yard line awaiting the kick from Mackenzie Trishler, and it's a pooch kick out to about the 32-yard line. It's brought in with ease by, it looks like, number 22, Jonathan Brandle, for the Bearcats, getting out to the 45-yard line. And they're going to mark him down actually at the 44-yard line to start this drive, brought down by number 16, Brendan Prime of the USA Patriots.
Excellent field position now for the Bearcats. This is the way you want to start your season. USA tries to slip one behind all the linemen. 22, Jonathan Brandle. He is on top of it. He's one of the running backs you're about to see in this wing tee offense. Gives them excellent field position to start their season.
Left to right across your radio are the Ugly Bearcats on offense. First time of the season. Tee formation. And it's a handoff and actually fumbled right away. And it appears that USA has recovered. So just like that, USA is fired up. Not exactly sure who even was on the bound of the pile. It was so fast. And just like that, with the 11:48 mark, USA's offense is on the field, and Ubley's is off.
And it didn't take long, and you can already see Anthony Sweeney, number 30, and Jonathan Brandle talking right now, still on defense. One of them went the wrong way. I'm not sure which one it was. Again, new quarterback, Matt Mychek, obviously not happy with it either. Somebody went the wrong way. Ball hits the turf. USA jumps on it, and it already is unfolding, folks. USA now flips the field off possession number one, starting their own drive.
Moving right to left across your radio now are the home USA Patriots, working off just inside the right hash. It's a handoff around the left side and brought down by, that was the running back there was number 13, Tanner Foley. The former quarterback for the past 2 years now moved to the backfield. Gets out for a 6-yard gain, out across the 40-yard line to the 38-yard line for a 6-yard gain.
Very nice start to their season, especially when you watch the other team on their first play botch the snap. The last thing you want to do is give it right back to them. Good start for USA, a nice 6-yard gain.
T formation for the Patriots, splitting the hash marks at their ugly 38-yard line. Kane is under center, and it's a handoff to the right side to Macklin Gettle. And Gettle gets out past the 35-yard line, out to the 34-yard line, past the sticks. And it will be enough for a first down, brought down by Derek Brown. But we have a flag at the end of that run, right by the 35-yard line.
And that flag came in very late, Clark. Usually that's a situation of a last-second face mask or some sort of usually late hit of some kind.
Macklin Gettle, that's another name that's been on this USA squad for feels like 6-7 years. A face mask against the Ebley Bearcats. This will tack on from the end of the run, which they're marking him down at the 34-yard line. So that was, in fact, a 6-yard gain. And then they're going to march off. This could be potentially just 5 yards. No, it's a personal foul face mask. So this will be 15 yards walked off, and suddenly they are on the cusp and inside the red zone of Ubley.
Yeah, that means that the personal foul, they grabbed the face mask and used it to pull the running back down. That makes it a personal foul. If they just grab it, it's only 5 yards. But in this case, it was used to bring down the runner. So excellent field position now for the Patriot offense.
First and 10 from the 18-yard line inside the Ubley red zone. T formation is a swing out to the right, left side, breaks one tackle. Macklin Hunter Bone actually still on his feet inside the 5-yard line, all the way down to the 1-yard line. Finally brought down by Dominic Rosenthal, the senior for the Ubley Bearcats, and a big gain for the Patriots, first and goal now at the 1-yard line.
A couple sure-handed tacklers there for the Bearcats. First 22, Jonathan Brandle. Second time, 30, Anthony Sweeney. Two of the big names you're going to hear on offense and defense for the Bearcats. Both had the running back wrapped up, and he slipped out of the tackle. So two missed tackles by two of Ubley's best defenders. Now puts USA first and goal on, looks like, the 1-yard line.
A 17-yard gain for Hunter Bone, a man who actually first started playing football last year after taking 8th grade and 9th grade off. Started playing JV last year, now this year in the backfield on varsity. T formation from the 1-yard line. Kane hands it off to his third option. That looks like it's Tanner Foley. No gain on the play. A bunch of white jerseys causing the stoppage before the end zone. That would be Skyler Lasoski, the junior for Ubley on defense. Brings up no gain, 9:55 left in the first quarter. Still no score, but USA is knocking on the door.
And Lasoski is going to play that linebacker position, usually the outside linebacker. He steps up into the gap, takes out actually dodges the fullback and gets to Tanner Foley low, takes him down short of the goal line.